unlawful gathering. This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media. This is the underground. This is New Media.
Ranger fans, report the critical thinking hangar. Ranger fans, report the critical thinking hangar.
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers. And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey. 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 This is New York Rangers hockey.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Today is Monday, May 20th. My name is Jim, and I am flying solo tonight. My partner, Eddie Geik, is on assignment. Actually, he's in Las Vegas. Last-minute trip with his friend John, who had a business trip, and he invited Eddie along, and quite frankly, I wouldn't have said no either. So, he is in Las Vegas. I thought he had signed on to Skype a few minutes ago. And I thought maybe he was going to join us, but who knows, maybe he'll call in because he's got one of them newfangled cell phones now. Not many people know that, but he does have a cell phone. He even texts. It's pretty amazing. I get texts occasionally from one Edward Geik, and I am one of the privileged few that has the phone number that unlocks the key to Eddie Geik's technology. So here we sit, brokenhearted, paid a dime for Ranger tickets and only farted. Two games down to the Boston Bruins, but apparently most Ranger fans think everything's going to magically turn around again once they get back to MSG tomorrow night. I have a hard time buying that's going to happen again, but we will see. We'll take your phone calls at 646-478-4692. Lots to go over. It is Victoria's Secret Day in Canada or something like that. I don't know. Mike in Canada is half drunk and celebrating. I'm sure Cutter is celebrating, however he celebrates, probably shaving his cats down or something like that. So I'd like to hear from you. 646-478-4692 is the number. We'll get right down to it. As I said in our Facebook group today, I have some popular opinions and maybe some unpopular opinions. And I don't really think at this point we even need to go over game one, the 3-2 loss in overtime, whatever. Is what it is. We'll talk about yesterday's game, which was by the time it was over, that was a trouncing 5-2. They fall to the Bruins. And I'm going to say it right off the bat, so feel free to call in or bitch or send me your emails. I know this is going to shock people. I know this is heresy to even consider, but Henrik Lundqvist didn't play his best game yesterday. I know that seems like blasphemy to say. The minute you say that now with Ranger fans, Henrik should have... You almost have to apologize. Henrik probably should have had that. Oh, you're out of your mind! How dare you! How dare you forget how far he's gotten us! We wouldn't be here without Henrik! Nobody's disputing that. I'm not arguing that point. It's not a crime against humanity to admit that the guy might have given up a goal that he shouldn't have. Or, as I think yesterday, two goals that he shouldn't have. In a bad game. It happens. Despite what we like to think, he's human. Doesn't mean I don't think he's still the best goaltender in the world. But he didn't play his best game yesterday. He had shit defense in front of him. No doubt about it. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But he didn't play his best game. He's given up 8 goals in 2 games. That's not Henrik Lundqvist. I don't care how bad the defense is in front of him. He's better than that. He knows it. You know it. I know it. Bob Dole knows it. The American people know it. He's better than that. He had a bad game. That's just it. I don't care what Ranger fans can hate me, whatever. Take away my Ranger Dakota pin. But he didn't have his best game. Eli Manning won 2 Super Bowl MVPs. Nobody's afraid to get on him when he plays a bad game. Well, Henrik has a Vezina trophy to his credit. You know what? He had a bad game. So we'll all get over it. Hopefully he'll play better tomorrow night in MSG. So, hold on a second. Excuse me. Thank you very much. So, anyway, 646-478-4692 is the number. I don't see. I'm going to keep an eye out for Eddie's number. I have a feeling he's going to surprise us tonight. So now we'll talk about the defense, since we already talked about Henrik Lundqvist, and we talked about taking away my Rangers Dakota pin and how he didn't play that well, and he admittedly didn't play that well. Apparently he is okay, by the way. His shoulder, he said, was fine. It's under control, as he put it. I don't know what that means. That sounds like Ranger PR speak to me, but he said it was under control. He's fine. He was out on the ice today. As was Mark Stahl, skated with the practice squad, as did Darryl Powell, along with Roman Hamrlich. Remember Roman Hamrlich? Does anybody remember he was on this team? Matt Gilroy, Chris Newberry, Michael Haley, and Cam Talbot were on the ice with the practice squad. So, all right, now let's talk about the defense a little bit. Dan, we'll just call him Dan Gizzotto for yesterday, because that defensive pairing was abysmal. Absolutely abysmal. We could have had Costa and Mario Morgado out there on the ice playing defense, and they couldn't possibly have been any worse. Costa could have been on roller skates. They couldn't have been any worse than Girardi and Delzato. -7 between the two of them. Girardi got lost a couple of times. Delzato just seems lost 3 out of every 4 games. Robbie says, put me on defense. Well, you couldn't have done any worse than they did last night. Just an absolutely brutal game by the two of them. And again, they didn't do Hank any favors. Girardi was in Hank's. Girardi's got to do a better job of keeping people away from Hank. Hank had Bruins in his face the entire game, it seemed like. And it led to at least one goal that I can think of directly where I know Hank never saw the puck. Never saw it. Puck was in the net before Hank, I think, even knew the shot was taken. So, and look, they're coming home. But, you know, this sentiment that Ranger fans have, that because they fell behind 2-0 to Washington and came back and won the series, that now they're going to do it again because they've done it before. This isn't the Capitals they're playing again. This is, I mean, Boston's a deeper team. They're better coached. They're smarter. They're faster. They're better defensively. And they've got better goaltending. The task in front of the Rangers, or maybe it's the Rask in front of the Rangers, see what I did there, is monumental. I'm not saying it's over, but you know, the Rangers haven't played their best, but has Boston? I don't think Boston's been that great. Boston's just capitalized on every mistake the Rangers seem to make. So I think if you're just assuming that because they came back from 2 games down against the Capitals that they're going to do it again, I think you're fool's gold, as they say. I mean, certainly I think they could do it. But, man, I don't know if Boston's going to lose 4 out of 5. I just don't know. So we'll take your calls and get you guys' thoughts, see what you guys think. Again, and Sue makes a great point in the chat room. All 4 of their lines score. Their 4th line is better than the Rangers' 3rd line. Kind of like last year where the Devils' 4th line was better than the Rangers' 1st line. Yeah, Michael Silvers is here. Is that Mike Silver from Yahoo? Covers the NFL, branching out. Ralph Kruger is awake at 4 o'clock in the morning in Germany. So we appreciate Ralph listening to us. And here, since you guys have already asked for it. I got a text from Eddie. Eddie's at the Pink Taco in Las Vegas. I think that's a joke. But because I said he signed on to Skype, I thought maybe he was joining me. He said it must have been his wife. So we'll kick up the organ music since I know you guys wanted to hear it. Justin said I should play it through the whole show. He's anxious for Torts to be fired. So he's been a full hitist. I watched the game with him yesterday, and Nick Tertilli and Tammy and Shane and who else was there? Tracy Rademacher and Mike Valentine were all there at our headquarters out here in Arizona to watch the game. Why does the music sound so loud tonight? Let's see. I don't know. Maybe I just had the headphones turned up too loud. If the music's too loud, let me know. I'll fix it. Anyway, so yeah, we all got together to watch the game, and it was one of the few games that we've lost when the Arizona contingents got together. So, yeah, and maybe if there's a game 5, it was just announced that the game will be at 5:30 on Saturday afternoon. 5:30 Eastern time, 2:30 for those of us on the West Coast. So, all right, I'll tell you what, let's go right to the phones, then we'll get to some other stuff. Dustin, what's going on? Oh, shit, he's going to wake up.
Hey!
Hey!
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Not too much, just driving home from work.
Early.
I was going to let Boyle be my personal driver, but I don't want to die.
All right, so what do you think? Do the Raiders have a chance to come back, or do you think, or are you staying positive?
I'm positive that we can win at home. I think we can win both games. I mean, would I be, if I was in, you know, in the casino, would I bet on it? No. But, you know, I still hold out hope that I can watch Rangers hockey for the next couple of weeks because I'd really not enjoy not watching it. So, you know, there's that.
Right.
But, so I hope so. I think so. We'll see, I guess.
Okay. I know you're still on the fire Tortorella. I know you've made some rather brash comments about Tortorella the last 2 days.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't understand how any Ranger fan could want him at this point.
He's got his defenders.
I was last year before I realized what an idiot he was. But with that being said, I don't know. It's between the fact that he throws his players under the bus and, you know, I'm just sick and tired of seeing this team underachieve with the fucking dumping chase and turtle defense. I mean, what power play was it yesterday that the Bruins had the power play that lasted for like 7 minutes after the power play was over?
That seems like a lot of them.
Yeah, I'm sick and tired of us not attacking the point guy on defense and having zero transitional game. I wonder if they even practice the clear outs out of the defensive zone, because it just doesn't, everything is up the fucking boards, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we talked about a lot of this yesterday, you know, your whole diagramming of the power play with, sugar packets.
Wet naps. The wet nap power play diagram.
I thought it was an excellent, diagram. No one moved, which is pretty, similar to our power play.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, and that's, you know, I wanted to talk about that on the show. I mean, yesterday, it exemplified what I've said about this power play for what seems like forever, or at least as long as this coach has been in charge. Watch, if you go back and watch the Rangers power play. Hey, Justin, it's getting really loud. I'm gonna let you go.
All right, leave me on hold so I can listen.
All right, will do. Thanks.
All right.
He must be driving with the windows open. Anyway, all right, if you go back and watch the Rangers power play, okay, as painful as it, I know, it's like watching a train wreck, but everybody's stationary. And they pass the puck back and forth waiting for a shooting lane that will never open because they don't move with the puck. They just pass it. Only Matt Zuccarello, he's the only one that actually moves with the puck trying to create space. Now watch the Bruins. If you go back and watch the Bruins on the power play, and their power play is by no means a good one. Well, it's better than the Rangers, but that ain't saying much. But everybody's moving. All five pieces of their power play are in motion looking for lanes to open up. The Rangers just stand there like, and anybody can defend that power play. Because all you've got to do is stay in the shooting lanes, and all they're going to do is pass the puck around like a pinball machine. Anybody can defend against their power play. And if you need proof, go look at the Caps, who had the worst penalty kill in the league, or one of the worst. They defended the Rangers' power play just fine. The Rangers don't move the puck. Or they don't move with the puck. All they do is pass it. Bing, 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 clear. Bing, 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 clear. Shoot, miss the net, clear. Chase the puck. Move back in the zone. Dump it all the way in around the boards and out. Chase it down the other end. Get it back in. Pass, 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 pass. Shoot, miss the net, clear. Power play's over. Two and one. Two and then one, as Mike Emmerich would say. 2 seconds and one. And that's it. And as far as talking about the power play, Tortorella's comments on Hagelin, I don't know what you guys thought about that. I just thought it was just Tortorella being an idiot. But I thought the funny part was that he said Hagelin's too fast. He's too fast. And it finally dawned on me why Brian Boyle gets so much ice time on the power play. Hagelin's too fast. The first forward was too fast. Taylor Pyatt was too slow. But Brian Boyle is just right. All right, 646-478-4692 is the number. If you guys want to call in, give me your thoughts, what you're thinking. Let's see, what are the notes that I have here? We covered the power play. We'll talk about a little bit more of that later. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Costa. We haven't talked to in a while. What's going on, Costa?
Hey, what up?
How you doing?
Ranger fans, are the Rangers allowed to have one bad game?
Yeah.
Thank you. And that's what it was. Now, if this was a regular season game, nobody would be bitching. Nobody.
Well, of course not.
Because if it's the playoffs, everybody is like, get off the ledge, guys, get off the ledge, you know?
Well, yeah, but everything in the playoffs is magnified. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, of course.
But there's not 3 weeks to get your season straightened out here.
Yeah, that's true. But like
two more losses and they're done. Season's over. There
right.
is no tomorrow, Rock. There is no tomorrow.
So that's Apollo. Anyway,
yeah,
never mind.
I know.
Anyway, and people stop complaining about Tortorella. He's not going anywhere.
So you don't think so?
No.
Well, can't we still complain about him even if he doesn't go anywhere?
What's the point?
I don't know. It's fun. Well, if we don't complain about the coach and we can't complain about the broadcast, what the hell am I going to do? What are Eddie and I going to do on this thing for an hour? Right?
Yeah. You got to have some type of, material. You got to have some material for the
right.
show.
Of course. Yeah, Gina wants to know if we're supposed to complain about him after he's gone.
What else? Jeez.
Nothing?
What else? Yeah, Girardi had a... At 4-2, I turned that thing off. Because I don't want to break something.
Everybody filed out of the Hooters that we went to watch the game. Everybody filed out with about 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, when they scored the fourth goal, I turned it off. I said enough. I had enough.
Oh. We hung around. We just didn't want to watch Boston celebrate.
Jim told people to change the channel.
We couldn't. Well, we had it on like five different TVs there. So, all right, Costa, what else you got?
Have you heard something about one of the refs kind of have a thing against the Rangers?
O'Halloran? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it was on one of the boards saying, you know, O'Halloran has a thing against the Rangers. But I think the whole league has something against the Rangers, so... So that's why I keep my money in my pocket and spend on something else.
Right.
As I've said many, many times, I can't stress that enough. You know, unless people like they have this, a lot of money to spend or they're masochists, you know.
Right.
So. Yeah, I got nothing else, man. I got nothing else. So.
All right. How's the job going? Good.
What job?
Uh oh. I thought you had a job. I thought you were driving.
Yeah, and somebody complained about my driving, and the rest is history.
Jesus.
Oh,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Don't all taxi drivers stink?
Don't what?
Don't all taxi drivers stink?
Stink?
Yeah.
Don't you mean stink at driving?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't think they all did.
Well, all right.
Well, hopefully something else comes along. I'll talk to you soon.
You've been away from New York for too long. You've been away from this part of the country for too long.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right, doodles.
Bye. Got some new music tonight. Eddie DeLimo Layton. All right, let's see. I think this is Brett, I think. 973-590.
Hey, Jim, it's Brett.
Hey, Brett, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good.
All right. First off, I'll start with kind of what you were touching on earlier about how fans get very pissed off when you, like, when someone says something bad about Henrik.
Right.
I tweeted, I think this might have been verbatim, Hank has not played his greatest game tonight. And someone replied with, if you think that, then get off the bandwagon.
it's like a crime against humanity to say that he had a bad game. I'm sorry, he had a bad game.
He really did. He didn't play well.
No. I mean, so what?
And then, what you're saying?
Just, you know, okay, big deal. He didn't have a, it's not a crime to admit it and move on. You know, it's, but some Ranger fans just think it's blasphemous. Oh, they would be nowhere without him. I'm not denying that.
I know,
but,
that.
You know?
Trust me. I know that I watched this game in regular season. I know damn well we wouldn't be anywhere without him. Anyway, then another thing I saw on Twitter, which I found absolutely hilarious, someone tweeted, I found a new addition to the New York Rangers playoff drinking game. Take a shot every single time they show a highlight of Torey Krug's between the legs goal.
Yeah.
You would have been absolutely hammered if you did that.
Yeah. I think the irony of it is that this kid is playing because Wade Redden is hurt.
Yeah.
They're just all these basically. 3 years later, and Redden's still fucking us over.
Yeah, I'm basically. Is he? Do you know if he's supposed to play at all in Game 3 tomorrow?
I don't know. Would you play him?
Probably not. I mean, I sure hope they do. I'd rather play him than Krug at this point. I'll give the kid credit.
Wish we had a guy like Krug.
It was just to a point where I'm like, I really don't need to see that goal for the 20th time. Like, it was over and over. Like, oh, look at the great passing on a play. Look at this. Look at that. It's like, did you not just see the goal Ryan Callahan scored? I mean, I'd say that was a pretty nice goal.
Oh, Callahan's goal was beautiful.
I mean, what? Oh, hey, Pierre Maguire and his NBC bozos have to give Boston their proper ball washing every game.
Hey, do you remember the Brad Richards hat trick?
Yeah, I do.
Really? I don't. Seems like 20 years ago. That guy's buyout can't come fast enough.
Oh, man. Personally, I'm not on the side of buy him out. I mean, I'd like to see him. I don't know. There's
what else are you going to do with him? You going to pay him for another 5 years?
No, I don't want to keep him here for another 5 years.
You can't trade him.
That's what I think would be the better option, is to trade him at this point. What are you going to get for him? You got an buyout, so you might as well use it. Yeah, I mean, who's going to want to take on that huge of a contract that for a guy that had an absolutely abysmal year? It's just going to be hard to find a suitor. So, yes, that is where I will say, when people say we should buy out Broderick, they are absolutely correct in that aspect. I mean, it is, like, I don't understand how he's been so invisible throughout the season and then through the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
I mean, he by no standards had an incredible, like, oh my God, that's a season for the ages last year, but he at least did something.
Right. Yeah, I don't get what's happened to Brad Richards in one season. I don't know.
Yeah, I think just leave on because. That's the fun thing to do.
What's that? What's the fun thing to do?
I say we just blame it all on Tortorella because it's the fun thing to do.
Blame it all on Tortorella? Well, there are a lot of things we could blame on Tortorella. I don't know if Brad Richards' decline is one of them.
No, probably not, but, you know. Why the hell not? All right, that's about all I have for my little spiel.
All right, Brett. Well, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Yep. Take care. Hey, leave me on hold.
Will do. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Yeah, I don't see any way the Brad Richards is back with the Rangers next year. I wish they could buy him out tomorrow so that I didn't have to watch him in Game 3. Chris Newberry couldn't do any worse than Brad Richards. He couldn't. There's no way. He couldn't be more useless than Brad Richards has become. And I just, I don't understand it, but I think you all heard my rant on Brad Richards about a month ago. 646-478-4692 is the number. Got a nice big chat room. Good evening to all of you. Rolf is here. Rolf is on hold. Bill Maher is here. City Hockey Fever. You heard Costa. Cutter's here. Gina's here. I'd like to hear Gina call in. Howie's here. James Graham is here. The star of Law and Order, in case you didn't know that. John Grossman is here. Michael Silvers is here. Mike in Canada. Mr. French. The great Steve Schaefer is in the chat room. New York fan in New Jersey. Robbie Guy Lombardo. Rocco Sansone has been paroled and is here in the chat room. Rolf Sue Papagallo. Tom Lucasio is here. Wazili and William Toth. Let's talk to Rolf, who is over in Germany. Rolf, how you doing? Hello? Rolf, you there? Nope. All right. Auf Wiedersehen, as they say. All right. 646-478-4692, the number if you guys want to call in. Rolf, if that was you, if you're trying to come on, call back in. Or you can call me on Skype, JRS1940, and I'll put you on through Skype. That's what the guys in the UK do. We can put you on like that. Let's see. What else do we have going on here? Shit. That's about all I got. This is why I don't like doing the show without Eddie. When there's nobody to talk to, I get bored. I'm not bored, but I run out of things to talk about. Catroni's on hold, but he's listening. So let's see. We covered the time for Game 5. Yeah. So that's about all I got. So if nobody else wants to call in, I guess that's gonna just about do it. Eddie should be back on Thursday. So we've got Game 3 tomorrow. Game 4 is Thursday. So we'll try. Oh, you want to hear my Rangers HCP said, Jim, Star Trek. Saw Star Trek this weekend. Won't give any spoilers, but I will tell you it is terrific. One of the it is, I think it is as good as the first one, the first reboot. There's a lot of little nuggets in there if you're an old time Star Trek fan. The plot is very good. The cast is even better in this one than they were in the first one. I haven't seen Iron Man 3. Would you take a 7-year-old, Jim? You know, it's a little long. First of all, it's about 2 hours and 10 minutes. I mean, it's, you know, in terms of violence, I don't know if your 7-year-old saw the first one, then I don't think the second one's any worse than that. My daughter wouldn't sit through it. She'd be interested for about the first 45 minutes, and then she'd want to leave, so I didn't take her. We take her to a movie theater up the street that has a play center, $6. She goes in there. They'll watch her for as long as the movie's on, and then we can go watch the movie, and then we're good. So, yes, Costa is correct. If you are an original series fan and a fan of the original series movies, there's a lot of nuggets in there from those movies. And they have achieved something that no one has ever been able to do, and that was make two great Star Trek movies in a row. Star Trek 1 was mediocre. Star Trek 2 was great, obviously. Star Trek 3 was okay. 4 was great. 5 was... I think 5 was better than most people think. I mean, yeah, it had some really... I mean, there were some really painful moments, but it was... I liked it more than most people. 6 was great. Nothing with the Next Generation measures up to anything with William Shatner, but the two new ones with Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto and Simon Pegg is excellent in this. In this one, he's got a much bigger thought. So, Mike and Canada. More important topics, Jim. How about the Khaleesi tub scene on Game of Thrones? Yes. Yes. Very, very nice to see Khaleesi step out of the tub last night. And another good episode. And I can't believe we've only got 2 episodes left already in season 3. But the last 2 episodes of season 2, in my opinion, were the 2 best episodes of the season. So hopefully the same thing will happen this year. Now wait, Gina is telling me, why must we wait 2 weeks? There's no show next week? Are you kidding me? Really? I didn't know that. It's not back for 2 weeks? Huh. But yeah, good episode last night. Again, I won't spoil it. Maybe Eddie and I could start doing it. Maybe we'll, I don't know, maybe we got to put, him and I talked about putting together like a geek show where we would talk about different things. Maybe we'll do that over the summer once the hockey season's over. Oh, yeah, that's right, because this weekend's a holiday weekend. That's why there's no Game of Thrones. Maybe we could do that over the summer, talk about summer movies and Game of Thrones and things like that. And I'm sure we'd find enough to keep us all occupied. So definitely go see the new Star Trek. I'm going to go see it again this weekend, I think. And then after that, I'm looking forward to Man of Steel, which I think looks great. Haven't seen Iron Man 3 yet. And I don't know why. I just didn't. I really liked Iron Man. I liked the first one. Loved the Avengers. And I liked Captain America. And I liked Thor. And I even liked the Edward Norton Hulk movie. Iron Man 2 didn't do it for me like the rest of the movies did. I thought the Avengers was great. Haven't gone to see Iron Man 3 yet. We'll see. Maybe in a couple of weeks I'll get to see it again. I'll get to see it. But I'm going to go see Star Trek again, and then next will be Man of Steel. So I'm looking forward to that. Let's see. Oh, we got somebody on hold. 732-541. You're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio, despite the Game of Thrones, Man of Steel, and Star Trek talk. Who's this?
Jim, it's Eric. In New Jersey.
Eric. Long Eric time.
That would be me. I better be. I keep paying all his damn bills.
How you doing, Eric?
Not bad. You'd have had me on the caller ID, but my phone's half dead. I'm charging it, so I just used the desk phone here. How you been?
Only on the switchboards that on the Blog Talk Radio switchboard, all that shows up is phone numbers, unless you're calling in on Skype, and then it'll give you Skype username. So, to fill everybody in, Eric is in our group on the Blue Shirt Underground Facebook group, and Eric and I went to high school together back in Lakewood. So anyway, so what's going on? Give me your thoughts on the team. Do you see them coming back, or are Ranger fans just chasing rainbows here, or can they do this? Give me a reason they can do this.
I don't know if I have enough alcohol at home to do that, Jim. I bleed red, white, and blue. I've been following this team since I was 7 years old. The system that this Torts got us playing, you might as well be trying to ice skate uphill all day, every day. It's just plodding and plodding and plodding. And it's no wonder that Girardi looks like an 80-year-old trying to skate out there. Look at me, I'm half babbling here. But I would love to see this team come back and do another 7-game, and I'll root for it. I'll root like Steve Summers, Rangers in 7, tattoo it on the inside of my arm. The problem being, even if they do, then what? You're going to wind up with the same thing that you wind up with every year. They're going to be worn out. They're going to be gassed. They're going to get to the conference finals, and they're going to run into a buzzsaw.
Right.
And there's no reason for it. This team has the wherewithal and has the talent on it right now to go out there and compete with everybody, anybody in the league. And we keep playing this crap style, and the guys go sit in the locker room and got to worry about which one's going to wind up under the good years because Torts is in a bad mood because somebody asked him a question that requires more than 3 words to answer in the press conference.
You know, you put the perfect word on it, plotting. That's really what it is. He has no interest in playing anything but 1-0, 2-1 hockey.
And, you know, and during the season, when you have a massive margin of error, you've got an 82-game, well, this year 48-game. When you've got a 48-game margin of error, you can do that. When you've got a quickest to 4 margin of error and you insist on giving up, yeah. Oh, you know, they held serve. I swear to God, I want to just force choke the hell out of the next person I hear that from.
Yeah, I hate that term.
1994, correct me. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I just want to say, you know, it used to be that going into a series when you didn't have home ice advantage, you would always say, just got to get a split on the road and we'll be okay. Now like I said this on Facebook yesterday, now we use tennis terms to shroud the bullshit.
Yeah, but the thing was, hey, we're on the road. Let's go up to Boston and steal one. Then home court, then home ice is ours. Correct me if I'm wrong, and I really hate to go back into the ancient mists of time and go all the way back to, dear God, 1994. If I remember correctly, the Rangers lost 1 game in the first 2 rounds, correct?
That's correct. And I was there.
Yeah, and it was
in Washington. They lost 4-1 in game 3. I was there.
Yeah. And then turned around and beat the Caps like they stole from us. And ended it. Boom. And we were nice and rested when we had to play the thrice damned New Jersey Devils.
Right.
And the evil Darth Vader Martin Brodeur. Why is that all of a sudden a foreign subject? I'd go wax the man's car if Torts' team would actually go out and just beat the piss out of somebody, embarrass the hell out of them, and sweep them out.
They don't play that type of hockey.
I know they don't, and
it's so frustrating. They just he doesn't want to play this that type of hockey.
And you know, getting off of the hockey for a second and just going with the guy, and I've put this on a couple of posts on Blue Shirt Underground. If you're Bill Belichick and 3/5 of one of your hands has championship rings on it, or you're Glenn Sather and your name is on the cup 4 times, you can be as short as you want with the New York media. We're not going to give a damn. You want to keep your secrets? Fine. But you basically, as far as I'm concerned, had a loaded roster in Tampa Bay, won a cup, and now you're going to sit there like you're the all-mystical Sphinx? Bullshit. I'm calling bullshit on you. It does not fly in this market.
No, you're right. It doesn't. It's part of his job, and he just doesn't... you know, that's why... Well, I don't know. I think that could be the one... that could be the one reason why they would get rid of him, if the Rangers don't get out of this series. I think he's probably safe now that they got out of the first round, but just the embarrassment that he brings down on this organization over and over and over again. I mean, just why? It's just that I understand he doesn't have to give out information. I understand he doesn't owe us anything, but you don't have to be an asshole about it.
No, it's I can forgive you not wanting to, you know, divulge company secrets. Fine. But people are just asking you basic run-of-the-mill questions, and you're going to be like that and wonder why you get massacred by the fans and the media? Dude, just go run some tape on any coach for any sport in this area. In the last 20, 30 years, you're going to get beat to death.
Yeah. You know, Tom Coughlin certainly isn't, you know, he's not a big fan of speaking to the media anyway, but he does it. He gets through it. He answers the questions. And he's done.
And as much a disciplinarian as he is, and, I mean, he's really modified himself over time, I've never heard him throw a player. He's called players out and, you know, needs to play better. But I've never heard him just have a bloodletting like he has consistently.
Right.
They don't even need a team bus anymore. There's no one to sit in it. They're all underneath it, a damn thing.
Yeah, I don't know. So... All right, well, listen, Eric, thank you for calling. I'm going to try and get Ralph on here again. He looks like he's back on hold. But I'm glad we've reconnected, and I'm glad you're listening and enjoying the show, and hopefully you'll call in again.
Absolutely, man.
All right,
Rangers in 7. Take it easy, Jim.
All right, I'm with you. Bye. Originally, I said Rangers in 6, but you know, that'll see them winning 4 in a row. So we'll stick with Rangers in 7. All right, so did we cover everything? Eric, that was a great call. Tremendous call. Tremendous, Joe. We cover everything. Power play stinks. They're too stationary. Henrik had a bad game. Dan Gizzotto had a bad game. Here, I'll give you something. Here's a positive that I have pulled out of this series so far. And this will really shock you. The Brian Boyle, Taylor Pyatt, and Dorsett line, I think they've been pretty effective. I think they've been physical, and they've forechecked pretty well. If they are left to that role, I think they're fairly effective. The problem is that that's the Rangers' third line, and it's a fourth line. On every other team in the league, well, maybe not every other team, but on probably 75 to 90% of the teams in the league, that's a fourth line. Unfortunately, that's the Rangers' third line. But they have played well. When they're left to that role, they have played well. And that's about as... That's me completely tiptoeing around a Brian Boyle compliment. So I think that's about it. Looks like we've cleared the phone calls. And we will see you guys... let's see. We got a game Tuesday. We got a game Thursday. We'll see what happens tomorrow night and see what kind of mood we're in for Wednesday, and maybe we'll do another show. Maybe I can get Eddie to call in from parts unknown. I think Wednesday he's in Utah. He's on this journey with John on this business trip. So maybe we can get Eddie to call in for a little while from Utah, because what else is there to do in Utah except internet radio? And if not, there's a game Thursday. I am unavailable Friday, so I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. Maybe we could do a Saturday pregame show if, God willing, there's a game on Saturday. But for now, folks, I'll steal from Todd Pettengill. The show is over. Go in peace. Good night, everybody.